I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
So this is an interesting one, because I'm laying in on my bed right now, and I'm right there, but I don't want to sit there and just record in the mic. I'm going to lay down and just hold my phone. It's my show. I can do what I want. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do, because today was a day. Everything was great. So long story short, I left my access card to where I work at work. So I can't get back to work unless I have somebody escort me in. Long, complicated process, whatever. Learning as I go, it's fine. But instead, I don't even really know how long this is going to be. I imagine it's super short, because it's just a super quick reframe. And yeah, I don't know. So super shitty. Took my whole evening. I just got home about 10 minutes ago at 6:30. So that was 2.5 hours wasted doing nothing working toward where I'm trying to get to. But I did learn something incredibly valuable, which was make sure I have my card on me before I leave. And now I'm sure this will never happen again. So how I kind of view this is the cost of me never having this issue happen again is 2.5 hours of my Wednesday. That's the cost. That's so cheap. Think about that. 2.5 hours. If I value my time right now at, we'll just say $35 an hour, this lesson cost me about $92. So, I mean, that's not out of my bank account. But if I value my time in such a way, you can make that comparison. So it cost me $92 to never, ever have this problem again. So it cost me $92 to know how to not waste 2.5 hours again in the future. So absolutely, what a shitty situation, because that time is gone and I'm recording this and it's going to be 7, and so I'll only have an hour or so to do anything, and I want to eat and shower and stuff and get ready for bed, because I'm exhausted, because it took so much out of me today. I went through so many different loopholes, got lucky so much, and all for nothing. So instead of, I guess, being upset and bummed out that I wasted so much time, I just am trying so hard to train myself to just reframe every negative thing into a positive thing and just take that and run with it. Because I don't think there's any good that can come about from me just bitching and moaning about this horrible thing that happened. I just see it as a lesson learned. So that's kind of how I'm rolling with it. You know, I learned now to triple check, make sure that I have all my stuff before I leave, because if I don't, I'm running the risk that this could happen again. And this sucked. I'm not going to say it didn't. And I'm being very vague here, because the details aren't important. It's just a huge inconvenience. And I don't want to have this inconvenience again. So I'm going to keep my shit with me when I go and do my shit. So anyway, I don't know what else to say in this one. This is super short. Fuck it. That's the show. Peace. No, actually, so I actually ended it, but I sat here for a second. I thought, nah, I got to put more into it. And what I'm going to put more into, I'm going to put it into this is kind of the takeaway, which is I already said this, but I try really hard to take something that's otherwise shitty, kind of change it up a little bit and take something that's good from it. So in this instance, it's me just being okay that today sucked, learning the lesson that I will have my stuff with me and therefore this won't happen again. So just reframing the negative into a positive. So, you know, if you're stuck in traffic or whatever, that gives you more time to listen to a podcast, that gives you more time to listen to something that you're trying to learn, or longer of the audiobook, or finish a chapter or whatever. Or maybe you just, an album just dropped and you're listening to the music. It gives you more time to do that, you know? Like, yeah, you're going to be late to whatever you're doing. Or, yeah, it sucks. You want to get home. But, like, okay, you're stuck in traffic. Now what? You know, do something with your time. If you don't have your phone, I don't know. Maybe try to learn a new word on a billboard. I don't know. I mean, I'm reaching here. I know. But it's just the principle behind it. You know, if you're at the gym and, I don't know, a machine's taken and you want to go to a different machine and that one's also taken, instead of being like, ah, oh, man, I got to go home because my workout's done. It's bullshit. I can't get anything in. You could just be like, okay, well, actually, I'm going to go do some free weights. I'm going to go push myself. I'm going to do two new work or exercises. And I'm going to learn those today. So what really happened was you learned two new exercises, or you did two new things that pushed you further or made you more uncomfortable, which then increased your confidence. That's just how I see things in my head. So I'm not saying bad things don't happen. They happen all the time, but it's how you choose to look at them. That's it. That's literally the game right there. And so I try really hard to see every negative thing as a positive. I truly believe with all my heart that every single negative thing can have at least one positive thing. And one thing that I always think about, because people are like, oh, what if your family explodes in a car accident, or and then the plane ride takes your girlfriend, and then your wife and kids are, you know, like the worst of the worst, right? Well, dude, if that happens down the road, or you meet somebody that had their family in a car accident, or maybe you meet somebody who had lost their family in a plane crash, whatever. I mean, the extreme shit, right? I mean, there's a whole lot of things I don't even want to go into because they're touchy subjects. But the worst of the worst could happen to somebody, and you might not benefit from that immediate thing, but you might run into somebody down the road who feels alone and who feels like they're the only person on earth who has gone through that. And there's no one that can relate to them. There's no one that can help them or act as some kind of support system for them, because nobody could possibly understand what it's like to lose your whole family and your wife, your kid, whatever, in a car accident, right? Nobody could possibly understand the pain of that except somebody who has gone through that. And so if you can be that person for somebody else, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. That's an incredible thing. That's great that that happened in that specific point. That's incredible that that happened and that you're able to relate and support and help this other person who might have horrible coping strategies or whatever, and they might not be able to take care of themselves the same way that you did because you're stronger and maybe they need you. So you can always take a negative thing, reframe it into a positive, and run with it. I believe 1,000,000% everything can be reframed into a positive. And with that being said, now I'm going to end the show. So thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you later. Peace out. Oh, also, I haven't been saying the dates. It's almost October, dude. It's April 10th, 6:44 p.m. Not October. Jesus. All right. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.